Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss Z. I'm your host, Miss Z, the toy lady, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man, it's been an awesome weekend. How are you doing, Miss B?
I've been doing good. I realized that now I know why I only work 8-hour days, because when I put in a 12-hour day, I get exhausted.
You got that right.
I worked 12 hours this past Friday, and I'm still recovering. But I'm recovering because I had some training, and the training was on suicide prevention.
Uh-huh.
So that's, you know, that's that serious, intense type of training that you have. That's not the, oh, I'll blow this off type of training. It's the, you got to pay attention because you literally are taking the training so that if it ever occurs that you can try to save someone's life. And I was just like, when I got through, I was like,
yeah,
okay, I need a vacation from this because this was intense.
Yeah.
I went to the cider mill, and I'm going to say something because this is cider season. I don't care where you are in the country. Well, I take that back. I don't know if fall y'all go to the cider mill and do that apple picking and all that stuff. But here in the north, we go through what we call the apple picking season, and we go to the cider mill, and then we get these, like, great donuts, like, all this stuff to build some cider. Well,
mm-hmm.
They sell apple cider in the grocery store. And this is also caramel apple season, you know, all that other good shit.
Yep.
I went to the cider mill, and the cider mill that I went to, and I have no problem saying the name. No, I'm not being paid, so don't nobody think this is sponsorship. But it's called Franklin Cider Mill. It's in Franklin, Michigan. And they don't have an apple orchard. They only are a cider mill. And I looked up the history. I'm not going to go into the history, but I want everybody, you know, if you get a chance, read the history of why that cider mill is there. And it's been there for, like, damn near 100, almost 100 years. So it's not like they just built it. But they make everything there.
Oh, wow.
And they don't have an apple orchard. So it literally is, you go to the cider mill, you can watch them make the cider and everything. But this cider was so fucking good. People, I want to talk about, like, and depending on what part of the country in, they might be doing something different. This is the fall here in the north. So we go to cider mills. They do it in Ohio also. This is not just a Michigan thing. Where they have a lot of apple orchards, they have the cider mills where you go pick your own apples and all that good shit. Well, I went to the cider mill because today my Lions lost, as usual. I'm not going to harp on that, but I went to the cider mill because I wanted to have Fireball today. Because when it gets warm, when it gets cold outside, Fireball is a good-ass drink to drink. I'm just going to keep it real. Fireball will warm your ass up. Fireball with warm apple cider is even fucking better.
So I went to the
cider mill to get the apple cider, and I've gotten apple cider from the grocery store before. Okay, I went to the cider mill. I know I keep repeating to myself, but I went to the cider mill and they had a apple cider slushie. So I got a quarter of apple cider, and I was like, instead of me getting a small bottle of apple cider, let me get an apple cider slushie. Now, it was really too cold for a slushie, but you wouldn't have known because that bitch was good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got the apple cider slushie because if I would have opened up the apple cider and not had the apple cider slushie, I would have killed the apple cider and I wouldn't have had apple cider for a day. That shit was so fucking good. I was just like, and it was made with apple crisp, the apple crisp, not apple crisp, let's see. Let me pull up their website, because I tell you that, because I'm not going in my kitchen to go look at the bottle. I'm being lazy.
And
so
see,
it wasn't
something
made
else
with
that
like,
would go. It wasn't made with what?
It wasn't made with, like, your regular apples. I can tell the difference, you know, like the apples that they use to make regular apple cider, you can tell the difference. But this apple cider is made with Honeycrisp apples. And, oh, when I tell you that shit is good. Oh, that shit was so good. That shit was the shit to make you want to go slap the shit out of somebody. That shit was so damn good that I could have drank a whole quart, like, right then and there. I did not.
Mm.
I'm glad I didn't, because apple cider will put some calories on you. You know, you might not think it will, but it will if you drink too much. But it's made with the Honeycrisp apples. And, oh, my God, it was so fucking good. All I can tell you is that I will be going back before the end of the season to buy some more apple cider, because they actually have on their bottle you could freeze it. And,
nice.
This shit was so good. Oh, it was so fucking good. And I heated it up. People, do not throw your fucking shit in the microwave and think that's heating it up. If you really, that's like throwing coffee in the microwave. I mean, it's just some things you just don't microwave to heat up. Take your time, pull out a pot, put the apple cider on the stove, and heat it up on the stove the right way. Oh, my God, that shit was so fucking good. And it was so fucking good that it diluted the taste of the fucking damn Fireball. So I ended up getting fucked up really early, but I had a sandwich before I went to the game, so the sandwich kind of is over, so I didn't get as fucked up as I thought as I would. It kicked in. It really didn't kick in until, like, damn near the game was over. But that's good, because I didn't need to really be fucked up. But I had Fireball with apple cider. People,
You
have never been to a real cider mill, get you some real apple cider. Not that shit they sell in the grocery store. And don't get me wrong, that is real apple cider, but get you some fresh apple cider that's made directly from the cider mill. You will not be disappointed. And,
and see,
like
that's
I said,
I can get my hands
Fireball
on the powder. You know, I can get mine in powder form up there at work. And, man, I love it.
No, you need to get the fucking real apple cider where they where you watching them fucking press the fucking cider out the goddamn apples. That's what you need.
Yeah.
And heat that up on the stove. Oh, my God, like I said.
And then, on top of that, another drink or alcohol that would probably go good would be goat's lager.
Ooh, some goat's lager probably would. I hadn't thought about that.
Uh-huh. As soon as you said Fireball, I was like, oh, man, goat's lager I think would be good, too.
Yeah, it probably would. But that Fireball, that shit was good. And I really only drink Fireball, like, when it's cold outside. People do not ask me why.
Yeah.
I do not think Fireball is just a winter drink. It's just that it's something about Fireball, and when it's cooler outside, it just tastes better. I know people drink Fireball all year long. I'm not sitting here saying that you don't drink it all year long. I'm saying that I really drink more Fireball when it's cooler outside than I do when it's warm outside.
Yes.
There's something about that Fireball going down and warming you up.
Oh, it's nice. Trust me, it's nice.
And like I said, if you've never had it with apple cider, try it. Get you some. But you don't do it with cold apple cider. You have to warm the apple cider up. And
it's,
I'm talking about set that on
hot.
The stove. Get it to a nice boil, and then pour it into a nice cup, and then you can.
I think someone wants some apple cider.
You don't want somebody outside. But my neighbor said that she's gonna. She found out about a cider mimosa. apple cider mimosa, so I've got to find out about that. So I'm going to actually look up the recipe. I'm trying to let him finish speaking. So the pause that everybody is hearing, when he wants to talk, I kind of let him talk. Are you finished?
Yeah. Yep, we actually had a family friends cookout last night. And Ricky, my daughter's boyfriend, actually proposed to her.
Oh, congratulations.
Got down on one knee.
Now. Did
yep.
he ask you
got
first?
Down on one knee. Yep, he asked me first and her stepdad. So he's a good kid. I like him.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And yeah, it was awesome. And my first time cooking on a propane grill.
How was that?
Because
I don't comprehend that shit. I'm being honest. As a person who, I'm a charcoal girl.
I've done nothing. My whole life has been charcoal. And propane, it cooks faster because it maintains the heat. So you got to keep an eye on it. And it's like, yeah.
but
I love
it. But it doesn't taste the same either.
Well, once they're seasoned, it can be. But still, I mean, charcoal or lump charcoal is the best to cook with, and not the preformed Kingsford, but the lump is the best.
Okay.
But, I mean, propane, it heats up faster, maintains longer. So, it's a learning curve that I'm going through as far as what temps I got to have it up to. So, but it did a pretty good job last night, so. Some things got a little too hot in some areas, so I had to, I got to move them down here to a cooler side. So, yeah, it's going to be a learning curve that I got to learn or process. But
well, I won't be grilling for a while. Only because it's a choice, not because I can't. It's getting colder outside, and I'm in the north. We're finally getting fall, and I will fire up my grill if I really want to. So for anyone who says, if I really want to, I will. It's just that in the wintertime, for anybody who knows, so I live in up north, when you fire up a grill in the winter, it's harder to maintain the heat and the consistency in the winter. And I actually went and bought an electric smoker because I realized that my regular smoker does not work well in the winter. So I have an electric smoker that I will fire up in the winter. And I actually do, which I was shocked. I did not think I would like my electric smoker better than I like my charcoal smoker. But I actually like my electric smoker. Now, I will say I like my electric smoker better than I like my charcoal smoker, only because I can still add everything in there. Now, as far as grilling with propane, I really, like you said, it's probably a learning curve. It's something that I can't get into that.
Yeah, I mean, the electric indoor smoker, completely different than an electric grill. Completely different than an outside charcoal or propane or smoker. Now, since you do have a electric smoker, you might be able to use it depending on how much smoke is released in your garage.
Oh, well, I just, now I have my new deck, so I might not do it. I'll probably still do it. I normally put my smoker on my deck because my garage is not attached to my house. It's detached. So I have a electrical outlet outside, so I would put my smoker on my desk and do it that way.
Okay.
Because I could do everything right there on my desk.
Yep.
I mean, I could do it in my garage also, but I'll do it on my deck with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I really do on my smoker, which I really want to do baked beans in there, I have not done it yet, but my goal, my ambition is to smoke some baked beans in there because I've heard that if I do the baked beans and put some brown sugar and the honey and all that in there and then put throw that in the smoker that they taste really good. Have I done it? No. Now, I do smoke my macaroni and cheese. And I'm going to tell everybody, the reason why I smoke it, I went to West Virginia. And there's this guy who, he parks in this parking lot. And he had the best smoked macaroni and cheese that I've ever had. Now, naturally, because it's a guy that I don't know, you know, I just kind of taste it and his macaroni and cheese did have Gouda in it. So I do put Gouda in my macaroni and cheese. So I smoke my macaroni and cheese. And that's the only, and when I make macaroni and cheese, I'll do one in the oven and I'll do one in the smoker. And the reason, because everybody doesn't like smoked macaroni and cheese. So, like for the holiday, like for Christmas or whatever, I cook for 3 houses on Christmas Day. And I know people think that's crazy, but that's, like, the only day that I really, really cook. And what I do is I make, I'm going to tell everybody the secret, is that I make a big thing of macaroni and cheese. But I'm one person, so I don't need all that shit around my house. So what I do is the actual loaf pan, I go to the dollar store and I buy loaf pans. So I don't get I get the actual metal loaf pans because they're only $1 a piece. And what I do is that I make macaroni and cheese for my house. I make that for Christmas for everybody. And then I make a loaf pan of macaroni and cheese for my daughter, and I make a loaf pan of macaroni and cheese for my son, and I make a loaf pan of macaroni and cheese for my parents. And I found out that I actually come out better doing it that way, and I don't waste food, because when you make a loaf pan for people to take home with them, then they have their own fresh macaroni and cheese. And guess what? I don't have that shit sitting here at my house. But it be looking at me like, bitch, eat.
Yep, that's kind of like on Thanksgiving, I make 2 big pans of oyster dressing. My brother-in-law loves it, and me and his parents love it, so everyone eats it. Christmas, tried that. Nobody ate it except me. And that was at my sister or daughter's house and her family or boyfriend's family. So they weren't, you know, raised or like oysters. So, yeah. But same thing, it's learning curve. Okay, if I go there, don't make that. If I do, make
it
small,
exactly,
so I'm the
only
one that eats it. Yeah, oh, yeah. And I do it out of those pans. I mean, you can get each pan of different sizes, $1 each. Sometimes 3 for $1. Little aluminum, metal pan, low pan, all that. You cook everything in them, then throw it away. Clean and done.
Well, I do the loaf pans because I know that, like, most of the people, like, I could do the throwaway loaf pans. The only reason I don't do the aluminum ones that you could throw away is because I figure if I'm going to spend $1, I might as well get something that you could use. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the pan back.
Oh, yeah.
But if you choose to bring it back, if you choose to clean it and bring it back, I'm okay with that also. You know, I tell everybody, I was like, now, if you happen to clean the pan and you know that I'm doing this again next year, and you bring it to me, like, a couple of weeks before Christmas, I have no problem reusing the pan, and, you know. But if you don't bring it back, I'm not losing sleep over it either. I don't care if you throw it away or whatever. But those pans heat up better than the regular aluminum pans. The actual metal one does better than the aluminum pan.
Yes, I mean, I do agree there. You know, as far as the quick and easiness of the aluminum pans, you can get at Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, or a grocery store. If you look in the right area, a buck each for anywhere from 1, 2 to 3, man, that's a win-win situation, especially when you're cooking lots of food and taking to different places.
Well, I can tell you that I can't believe that we're getting ready to end this year. It doesn't seem like it's been almost a year already, does it? I was looking, we're coming up on, we're more than halfway through October. We're getting ready to go into November, which means that, you know, we're coming, I think we've got 5 shows left before the end of the year, or 6 shows, because we've got the next 2 weeks, and we have, well, either way, I mean, I know when we have off the Friday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And for anyone who's never listened to this show, we take the end of December off. You know, we take the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and guess what? We take any time we need off. I mean, that's just the way we do. You know, if something comes up more important, we take off. I mean, that's the beauty of being the fucking boss.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, if I had sponsors that were paying for ad space, it would be a little bit different. So I want everybody to understand. I will take off less time if I get sponsors to pay for ad space, because then you're paying to keep the show on the air. But when I'm paying to keep the show on the air. I'm the sponsor. I pay the ad space. I decide if we're going to stay on or not. But, I mean, we've been going at this since 2007, 2008, so we've been going at this show for a while. This show has gotten shorter. It used to be a 2-hour show. We have gone from a Tuesday show to a Friday show to now a Sunday show. We've gone from being late night to actually prime time. We used to start, I mean, when we were on Tuesday nights, you were starting at 9 o'clock. When we were on Friday nights, you were starting at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
We came to Sunday nights. We now start at 7 o'clock. And we were going for 2 hours at 7, and then we cut down to 1. Then we cut down to 1 hour. And actually, the 1 hour works out good for us. So,
yeah.
I mean, we may go back. I'm not going to say we're never going to go back to 2 hours. But if we go back to 2 hours, we're going to probably start an hour earlier. I'm just going to keep it real. If we go back to 2 hours, we will still be ending at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm just saying that because I don't see – I think a 2-hour show is a good idea. But I think that for the format that we have, it's a little bit long.
Yeah. I mean,
especially since we haven't had guests. And
right.
Even if we have guests, I mean, most guests don't talk for hours, so I still think that having a guest on and giving them 10 to 15 minutes and saying, this is the time frame, this is what we're going to ask you, this is your segment, and be done with that, I think that's good.
Yeah. I mean, just like earlier, I think this year, you had the lady there in Detroit area that wrote that book, ABCs. I mean, that was awesome.
And her show is actually on Monday nights, and it's crazy because I remember used to having that Monday night show, and I'm like, God, I cannot see me doing another Monday night show. And I realized it was a struggle for me, and I was on her show as a guest, and it was a struggle for me and her. And she doesn't do like a 4-hour show. Her show is only on for like 15 to 20 minutes on Facebook Live, but it's crazy that I struggled to stay awake for her show. And I'm like, this is crazy. Now I see how people were feeling. You know, when people would say, God, we can't believe your show is so late. Now I see what they were saying, because when I was a guest on that show and I'm like, God, I'm trying to stay awake. And I'm like, oh, this is straight up crazy.
Yeah. And I think on a Monday night, you know, coming on at even 8 o'clock your time, 9 o'clock your time, it's like, man, I got to get up and go to work in the morning.
It's a stretch.
So, it's, yeah, it's late.
But it's, I think Sunday works good for us. I mean, yeah, it's the beginning of the week, but we're not going into the wee hours. No one's, you know, fighting sleep to try to stay awake. I mean, I think it's just a good fit. But I see Randy is on, and I'm going to bring Randy over. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. As I was saying hey to you, I started yawning. I'm like, dog, we talking about sleeping and everything, and I started yawning.
Yeah,
but part
thank
of it
you,
is
Randy,
because it's like dark here already.
Hey, Greg, you're welcome. Yeah, I saw that game yesterday.
Which one?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Oklahoma kicked some major butt yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, with the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we got a true freshman that is kicking ass just like in 1990. A guy I went to school with, that's his brother, which is K.O. Gundy. So, yeah, I mean, Kale did a great job as a freshman crew,
mm-hmm.
just like Caleb. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. I kind of enjoyed it. I mean, well, I was watching college football all day yesterday, so it at least give me something to watch, something decent to watch on television.
Normally I would have been watching yesterday, and yesterday I missed watching because I went to the cider mill.
Yep.
But the cider mill, like I said, I have no regrets about going to the cider mill. Now, what I can say, and I'm going to put this out there. Okay, I am not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-masker. But I believe that businesses have the right to have rules. I mean, let's get something real. Remember when it used to be really enforced? Remember that sign on the door at most businesses that said, no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. When I went to the cider mill yesterday, they had a sign up that said that they had like an outside stand, which you didn't have to wear a mask at. But if you went inside their building, you had to have a mask on. And they had a sign up, and a gentleman got upset. And I'm bringing this up because they didn't say we're refusing you service. They literally had a box of masks there, you know, the disposable mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not refuse to serve the gentleman. And the guy said, sir, you need to put a mask on. And he was like, I'm just getting ready to order something. He was like, you can't be inside the building with a mask on. And he went to hand him a mask. He was like, I don't need that. He's like, well, we're not going to serve you. Now, for one, I think that the fact that this business was willing to provide a mask, I commend them. So they're not, they still want your business, but they're saying, hey, this is our policy. But in order for you to not feel like, hey, we're just going to refuse to serve you, we'll give you a mask to put on. You can toss in the trash whatever you want. The guy got an attitude.
Yeah.
Guess what, people? Businesses, in my opinion, have the right to say that they won't serve. I mean, just like they said, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a business says that they're not going to serve you if you don't have a mask on, why get an attitude? I think that, you know, that's a business prerogative. And the fact that they were willing, you know, they weren't willing. They had a box of masks there. And the little area where they were serving people at really was a close confined area. I mean, they did not have a big space in between where you can. The reason why they did it, and this is what I'm thinking, because you could not social distance in their indoor area. You just
mm-hmm.
couldn't. That's not
yeah.
the way their indoor area was set up. There was no way you could be 6 feet apart from anyone in that area. So I respect it. but the guy got an attitude, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's 5 million cider mills. You know, you could go someplace else. That's what I was thinking in my mind. But he literally got an attitude with a young man, and I didn't understand that. People quit getting attitudes when businesses set rules. Businesses are allowed to set rules.
Yep.
And if you don't like the rules of that business, then go someplace else. And that business, believe it or not, is okay with you going someplace else. They have rules. And if you don't think that they're okay, look at the number of businesses prior to 1965 or whatever that did not allow black people inside. You could not patronize restaurants, clothing stores, you know, certain businesses if you were black. And those businesses were okay not having black money. They didn't, I mean, the money was still green, but they were okay. Guess what? It's okay for a business to refuse to serve you. Hell, I had a woman refuse to serve me because she didn't like my attitude. She told me to get out of business. I said, you don't want my money? And she said, yeah. She said, you can go, because I asked the question and because I felt I was waiting too long. And, yeah, I was irritated. So I know why I was refused service, because I was fucking irritated. I stood there for fucking 15 minutes. Nobody acknowledged me or said anything. I said, can I get some service? And she said, no, you can't. I said, okay. She's like, you know, you can leave. I said, I have no problem leaving. I said, I've been waiting this long and I ain't got no damn service. I'll leave. And then I did a horrible review, and she made a comment that that's not what happened, and I was like, bitch, you're a liar. But, you know, she didn't anticipate the bad review to go out on her business. You know, she anticipated me walking out just being pissed. I went and made a review because I felt that I should have gotten service. You know, and when I asked if I could get some service, I was told, no. You know, she's being a smart ass when she said it, because I really don't think that she meant it. But what she didn't anticipate was the fucking review. But, again, as a business, she had the right to say she didn't want to serve me. And I had the right to do the review that I did. You know, I'm sure that review hurt her more. But in the case of a business that has signs posted that you need to have a mask on, don't get an attitude. You know, there are businesses, believe it or not, I know that this is foreign to this new generation and to some people who don't comprehend. But do you know that there are still restaurants that require men to have a jacket and a tie on? Do you know there are restaurants that have a dress code?
Yes.
I know that this is foreign to a lot of people, but there are restaurants all over the country. This is not a black or a white thing. There are restaurants that in order for you to be served at their restaurant or to even come in their restaurant, you have to dress a certain way.
Oh, wow.
I see that happen every day.
And these restaurants have been doing this for years. I have patronized some of these restaurants. So as a person who has patronized some of these restaurants, I completely understand. And I know, but you know what? For how much the damn meal is costing, I can understand, but they know the clientele that they want in the restaurant. Now, there are some restaurants that you can still pay an arm and a leg for that don't have a dress code. But restaurants that are trying to have that really, really professional clientele, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the amount of money you make does not mean you're professional, but there's an atmosphere, and there are some restaurants that will tell men, and like I said, I have been to these type of restaurants, they actually have suit jackets just, like, hanging up, like, somewhere close by. If a gentleman comes in and he doesn't have a jacket on, sir, you can't be seated without a jacket. I don't have a jacket. Okay, we have a jacket that you can use. They have a dress code. There are restaurants that have very upscale restaurants that have the suit jacket policy. They do have that.
I have heard that here in Oklahoma, but I couldn't tell you which restaurant.
Well, let's just say I've been working in the food and beverage industry for over 35 years, and I never heard of something like you have a spare jacket for you to wear if you don't have a jacket.
There's not a whole lot of restaurants that have it, but there are some restaurants so that people don't feel like they just can't be served. Especially if you've made a reservation, and if it's hard to get a reservation, some restaurants, depending on the type of restaurant it is, they have a waiting list sometimes for up to a month to get in. And there are still restaurants like that. Not just, I mean, especially when you go to New York, there are hard, I don't know about California, but I know in New York because when I've gone to New York a couple of times and I thought I was just going to plop my ass down in the restaurant because I just thought that. Come to find out, that you got a reservation? No. But can I make one? Oh, well, we could get you in 2 weeks from tomorrow. You know, like 2 weeks from tomorrow, I won't be here. But because that's the popularity of these restaurants, and I mean, there's even restaurants here in Michigan like that. I mean, the restaurant that I went to a few months ago had to have a reservation. You know, not they didn't say we prefer. No, you have to have a reservation. You're not going to pop up and just get seated.
Right.
And the reservations, I mean, and the whole thing, if you're not going to make your reservation, you have to call. Literally, because we were going to be late for our reservation, we had to call to see if they could hold our table. And because of the time that we were going and the time of year that we were going, they gave us, they said, you have 15 minutes. But luckily, but because someone from our party showed up before we got there, they said, oh, you don't have to worry about your reservation. Someone else from your party has already gotten here, so you're good.
Yep.
But, yeah, when you have these type of restaurants that with these reservations, they're very adamant on it. So why you people get mad when an establishment says you got to have a mask on? I went to a sit-down dinner that said that I had to have my COVID test. Now, did they ask me for proof of it? No, but they said I had to have it available if they asked. No problem. Because they didn't say I had to be vaccinated, but they said I had to prove that I had a negative COVID test within 72 hours of going to that function, or I had to prove that I had been vaccinated for more than 2 weeks. Since I had already been vaccinated, I was good, you know, which was not an issue. And if they would have asked for proof, I had it on my phone. But everyone doesn't have that ability or that advantage. And I tell everybody that I don't have a major problem with a whole lot of things. And I definitely don't have a problem with businesses saying they won't serve you. Mm-hmm. I feel that, especially with the current climate, I don't know what it's like in the part of the country that you're in, but I can tell you that the fast food restaurants where I'm at can't find employees. I mean, there's not a single restaurant, there's only one restaurant in my area right now that's what I consider fast food that has sit-down dining, and that's Coney Island, and I think that's because they're family-owned. And they have a lot of family members and a lot of people from the neighborhood actually work there. But right next door to it is a Burger King. They don't have enough employees to open up their dining room, so they're drive-through only. Next to that Burger King is a McDonald's. They don't have enough employees, so they're drive-through only.
Yep.
I think the Arby's that's across the street from them, I think their dining room is open, and I think that the A&W dining room is open. But overall, even the Panera Bread that I go to, they have, I mean, literally, they're drive-thru only. So why get an attitude when a business say they don't want to serve you? Because right now they can't even get employees. But I want to say something about these folks who think that, first of all, everybody can't have a job that does not allow them to go physically into the office. So for all you people who think that your work is so good that you could just turn down jobs and eventually people will give you what you want, you're competing with a whole lot of motherfuckers, okay?
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Just because you may have your self-worth at a high level, does not mean that's truly your worth. I'm sorry. I'm going to say something that's going to upset a whole lot of people. But if you are 22 years old and you think that you should be making $30 an hour sitting at home on your ass, not doing shit, and you think that you are the fucking best damn thing since motherfucking sliced bread, and that you're not going to take a job unless you can get exactly what the fuck you want, you're going to be jobless for a very fucking long time, and you're going to be skilled. Because the longer you go without a job, the less skills you got. You have no skills. You can't put that on a resume. You can't put that on a resume. You have no fucking job. That's just how the cycle goes. You got to crawl before you can fucking walk, people. And for you fucking millennials or whatever the fuck they calling you asses that are in under the age of 30.
Gen X.
Guess what? Y'all ain't got the fucking skills. You're competing with people like me. Now, when I walk in and I tell a motherfucker that I'm not selling for less than $40 in a fucking hour, you know why I can say that? Because I have earned the right. And I won't tell anybody how much I actually make an hour. But when I tell a motherfucker I'm not going to take less than $40 a fucking hour, you better rest assured I can back it. So what the fuck makes you think at the age of 19 or 20 that you should be able to walk in and do the same shit that I do?
Nope. Exactly.
No way. Is that no way?
Nada.
So while y'all sitting here holding out thinking that people are going to finally give you what you want and thinking that fast food is going to come around and give you what you want, guess what? Guess who's going to get the fast food jobs? I'm going to tell y'all a secret. Guess who's going to get the fast food jobs that y'all are so eager to say, I need more money for? Your senior citizen.
Yeah,
I can believe
like
it.
People like my mother.
I can
believe
it.
They got a social security check. They're just trying to get out the house. So they'll work that fucking breakfast rush. They might not move as fast as you do. But guess what? They'll take that $11 or $12 an hour. And guess what? They might not work the late nights, but them hours that you don't want to work first thing in the morning, they'll be right there. Because most of them are already up at 4 o'clock in the morning any goddamn way. And guess what? They'll go in there and they'll work that little fucking 6 to 10 shift or whatever it is, take that money and be grateful. And guess what? They'll actually have a smile on their fucking face. And say thank you and have a nice day. And when you get upset because something is wrong, they will apologize with grace and say, I'm so sorry. Let me go take care of that for you. So when you sit there and you start seeing your grandmama or your grandmama's friend or cousin or whatever working at these places and say, why them old people working there? You know why? They're not pressed. That's extra money for them.
Yep. And like
and
you
guess
said,
what? Restaurants will pick them up
20?
Because restaurants will pick these people up because guess what? They already have an income coming in. This is extra money for them. And when you're drawing Social Security, you're only allowed to make so much more money before it cuts into it. So these people already know how many hours they're allowed to work. I think they're only allowed to work. They're like teenagers. They can't work like no fucking 40-hour week or they lose their Social Security. So, but they can work 15, 20 hours. But guess what? You get you 10 senior citizens that can each work 10, 15 hours a week. You got your fucking store covered. And guess what? Fuck you, little young person who thought that you was going to settle. You was going to hold out. You got what you wanted. Grandma and granddaddy went and took your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
these
are the same people
going
to go to Kohl's and Macy's and Target and all these other places. So don't think it's just fast food. Because it's the holiday season, and they offer discounts, too. Guess what? Guess what? Grandparents buy gifts for their grandchildren. So while you sitting there wondering why grandma and granddaddy working, guess what? They're getting a discount and getting the shit that they want, and that's that little extra money on top of their Social Security money. So while you holding out, grandma and granddaddy getting ready to take your fucking job. My grandmother did not stop working until she was in her mid-80s. My grandmother is 93 now. She just stopped working less than 10 years ago. So you have to deal with people like my grandmother who just recently stopped working, who was happy to have a job because my grandmother, I asked my grandmother, Mama, why are you working? She said, because I like being around people.
Bless her. Bless her. Bless her.
It gets her out the house. So you fucking 20-somethings who think that you're going to hold out people like my grandmama and your grandmother will take that fucking job with grace. Keep fucking playing. See what you are. Because guess what? I can tell you, my children don't live in my basement and everybody ain't got a fucking basement for their kids to live in. So where your mama and daddy said, oh, baby, don't worry about nothing. Guess what? A broke baby is a baby that ain't got a fucking place in my house.
Yep.
A baby with no fucking job ain't got a place in my house. I want y'all to hear this. Parents don't raise their children to be bums. And like I said, you better look at who's going to take these fucking jobs. Because while y'all fucking around and not getting jobs and talking about what you won't settle for, okay. And guess what? Welfare. And let me tell y'all another little secret. See, back in the 70s and 80s, you could be on welfare and you didn't have to get a job. Guess what? You have to get a job to get on fucking welfare now. So again, what the fuck are you going to do? Ain't nobody sitting back giving you a check to sun your ass and push out babies and eat bonbons like Carol Bundy. I mean, is it Carol Bundy? What was her name? Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Peg Bundy.
Peg Bundy. Ain't nobody paying you for that no more. You're not getting a check no more to go buy everything you fucking want on the taxpayer's dime. You got to go get a job. Or be in school so you could get a job. So as much as you may think that you're going to hold out and they're going to give you what you want, keep on thinking.
Sure, not to mention they don't have any skill. What skill do you have? Pushing the button.
What has skill? That's not a skill. I mean, anybody can push
and
a button.
And if you think that you're going to, oh, well, I'll just wait for somebody to retire. Well, guess what? There's a lot of us who are close to retirement who, because we have gotten to these positions that will allow us to stay at home, guess what? Some of us ain't retiring like we thought we was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because guess what? We sitting at home. We ain't got to leave the house any fucking way. Again, what the fuck you going to do? Because already tell you, I already have another job lined up for when I retire. Where my daughter works at, my daughter, they have told her they will work with me, and they work at home part time. Now, I would be taking a drop in pay. I would be taking a big drop in pay for sure. I'll be retired. What the fuck am I worried about?
That's it.
And I already got the skills. Who the fuck are you people thinking that y'all going to get a job? But then I'm going to say this, because I just don't want to knock my lazy people who don't want to work. Our education system. We have to do better by educating our people. We are the stupidest country in the fucking world. The city that I live in, I've been talking to people because the city I live in is a small city, but they used to offer vocational education in the high school. So that you had the option of, like, coming out of high school as a nurse tech, what are they called, the medical techs or whatever? They offered this in high school, cosmetology, the carpentry, the masonry. This was vocational stuff that was offered in high school. So you came out of high school, you also had that skill. They're trying to put that back in the schools. guess what? How about we start teaching these kids skills while they're in fucking school? Because I can tell you that I went through Voc Tech when I was in high school. And did I end up working in that career field? No, but I can tell you I know shit that other people don't know because of what I learned in high school. Plain and simple. Of what I learned. And I can tell you that if you give a person a skill before they get out of high school, they are less likely to be unemployed.
True.
And guess what? As a person, and let me tell you something. Homeowners always need work done. Like, I need some masonry work done right now, and I need some carpentry work done. You know I can't find a fucking mason or a carpenter around because ain't nobody fucking trained to do this shit other than people that's my mama's age who's fucking retired who got enough fucking work to do because they really don't need a job. How about we teach these people some skills? Because if you live in a house, you need to know. If you don't know how to do it, you need the hazmat to do it. I'm telling you, I need a good electrician, I need a good mason, and I need a good carpenter, and I need a good plumber.
Yep.
These people, you can be self-employed and always have these jobs. These are all, what I just named off is everything that you can be self-employed and do. Set your own hours, set your own money.
Yep. Those
and people will pay you.
Four biggest.
And
those
if you're good at what you do, you will get paid.
And $20, $30, $40 fucking dollars an hour on those four trades.
And they're always in demand. They will never go out of demand. And like I said, I just named everything I need. Like I said, I need an electrician right now. I need a mason right now. I need a woodworker, and I need a plumber. And guess what? Each one of those people is going to get paid whenever I get in contact with all of them. I just got my electrician's number. I'm going to contact him tomorrow. He hates driving where I live at because I live so far away. But guess what? He'll come out here only because he's been an electrician for a while. He used to be my electrician in my other house. So I know he'll come and do it. Masons are hard to find. Carpenters are hard to find. I've got a plumber. My plumber is out on medical, so I'm not really worried about my plumber right now. Again, teach these children some fucking skills.
Yep.
If you don't want to work for nobody, get a skill where you don't have to work for nobody. And those four skills I just named, you do not have to work for anybody. Now, plumbers, it's good to work under another plumber because you want to get that master plumber thing.
Yep. Electrician and plumber, you want that journeyman license. Once you get that, then you become and you can start your own company. I know enough about electric. I can do my own wiring. Plumbing, same thing. I've done my own plumbing on my own house. So, yeah. But I can't go get a job with what I know because I haven't worked for a licensed plumber or long enough with a electrician. And electrician, I did that, and no. I don't like three-phase because it hurts. 220 is one thing. 110 is one thing. Three-phase, that'll fuck you up.
I completely understand it. Like I said, young people, quit thinking that you're entitled and that people need to pay you because if you ain't got the fucking skills, what the fuck you getting paid for?
Exactly. Wake up, Randy.
Randy gone.
Huh?
I think he is.
Huh?
Yep, you're there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just enjoying this conversation, seeing my jobs and all that stuff. I mean, in my case, I was when the pandemic hit, I was out of work for about a while, and then I looked on the internet, job found at me, looked at my resume, and hired me on the spot.
Awesome.
I've been working there a couple of months.
But you were ready to go to work, and you were willing to work. You weren't saying, give me $5 million for no skills. You had skills already.
Yeah.
Shoot, I wouldn't even know what to do with $5 million.
But I'm just saying, you know, you weren't asking for something that you didn't have the skill set for.
Right.
Because you said you work in the food industry, restaurant industry, right? So you have that restaurant skill. You weren't trying to go... I mean, you probably could have switched careers if you really wanted to. I'm not going to say that you couldn't, because everybody could always switch careers if they really want to. But with the skills that you have, like, I couldn't go. Let's just throw it out there. I couldn't go work in a restaurant. I know I couldn't.
I would believe it. I believe you.
And when I say I couldn't work in a restaurant, for one, I don't have the patience. Two, I don't have the patience. And three, I don't have the patience. And you need patience to work in a restaurant.
Amen on
you
that.
I'm not good with people who want shit right then and there and got an attitude with me, because my fucking, wait a minute, I didn't make your fucking food. The damn cook made your damn food. But guess what? I'm a bitch at the, and I'm going to tell you, as a person who goes to restaurants, and I know that people work in restaurants, not all of them, but the mom and pop really depend on them tips. Now, the bigger chains, they get paid a different wage because they're major corporations.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm quick to tell, I have told waitresses, especially if I go, and I'll give you an example, I go into a Chili's. And if I know I want a drink immediately, the first thing I normally will tell the waitress or waiter is that, listen, especially if I'm in a bad mood, and I've done this. So I'm not saying anything that I haven't done. And if the waitress who happens to listen to my show, call in and attest to what I've done. I walked in and said, you know what? I need a drink really fucking bad. And I said, your tip is depending on how quick I get this fucking drink. I don't care about my food. You need to give me this drink, and I order my drink first. And I have told waitresses, your tip will depend on how quick I get this fucking drink, because I'm in a shitty-ass mood and I need a drink now. So I could not work in the restaurant industry, because I know that I'm not a unique customer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that waitress thought I was bullshitting. So she's like, well, I can only work so fast. I was like, okay, I'm here and the fucking bar is right there. Go order my fucking drink. She thought I was bullshitting. I left her no tip.
Damn.
Because I literally, and she did not get a tip, because I got up and went to the fucking bar and got my drink my own goddamn self.
And see, I can actually see you, Miss V, opening a restaurant like on Seinfeld. Remember the episodes with the soup Nazi?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No soup for you today.
Oh, yeah.
No soup.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, no, you get out. Bye. Now, what if that restaurant actually came to fruition and actually opened up in any state that, yeah, I'm going to be just as rude and, okay, fuck you. Be kind.
But like I
get what you want.
But like I said, because I know what type of customer I am, I don't have the patience. So I cannot work in the restaurant industry. I commend anybody who works in the restaurant industry. I personally could not do it.
Yep.
But that's because, for what, I've never worked in the restaurant. So let's keep that clear. I've never, ever worked in a restaurant. I've never worked in fast food or anything at all, never. So since I've never worked in it, at my age right now, my patience says, hell no, bitch. But since we have talked the whole time, and I'm going to end it with, I could not work in the restaurant. We will be back next week. I want everybody to have a great week. Be safe. Take it easy. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Be awesome, guys.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.